This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day on Friday with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the nation in celebrating Independence Day on the 15th of this month from the historic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. 210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories will attend the Independence Day celebrations on Friday as special guests in New Delhi. We have more from a correspondent.
This year's special guests include a significant number of women panchayat leaders who have brought visible improvements in their gram panchayat, like better infrastructure, enhanced public services, and inclusive community initiatives. They have achieved significant success in saturating flagship government schemes such as Har Ghar Jal Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin, and Mission Indradhanush. These elected women representatives of panchayati raj institutions exemplify the emerging strength of rural leadership, successfully combining their governance responsibilities with forward-looking development approaches across diverse regions of the country. Panchayati Raj Ministry will facilitate the special guest in New Delhi tomorrow. During the program, AI-powered Sabha Sar application will also be launched. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
To ensure foolproof security on the Independence Day, Delhi Police has made elaborate security arrangements. The Delhi Metro will commence its services on Friday at 4 a.m. on all its lines to facilitate the general public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. In the run-up to the Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. As part of the initiative, Union Home Minister Amit Shah hoisted the national flag at his residence in the national capital today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also hoisted the tricolour and urged the people to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with full enthusiasm and patriotism.
Apne ghar bhi tiranga fehraye. आज मैंने अपने परिवार के साथ तिरंगा फहराया है आपने अभी तक फहराया कि नहीं नहीं तो अपने घर पर जरूर तिरंगा लहराएं झंडा ऊंचा रहे हमारा विजयी विश्व तिरंगा प्यारा इसकी शान न जाने पाए चाहे जान भले ही जाए
In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, security has been intensified across the Jammu region, especially along the borders with Pakistan. Army and BSF have intensified vigil all along the 225-kilometer line of control and the 192-kilometer international border. The third round of India-Singapore ministerial roundtable meeting was held in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jayashankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwani Vaishnav and Piyush Goyal attended the roundtable. The ministers from Singapore who participated included Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore Gan Kim Yong and Foreign Affairs Minister Josephine Teo. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar thanked the Singapore delegation for their commitment to strengthening bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai today said the Supreme Court will look into the issue of relocation of stray dogs in Delhi NCR. The observation came from the apex court after a lawyer mentioned a plea on the sterilization and vaccination of community dogs in Delhi. The CJI was referring to the verdict delivered on Monday by a bench of Justices J.B. Parthiwala and R. Mahadevan, which directed municipal bodies across Delhi NCR to immediately capture all stray dogs and relocate them to shelters. Due to swelling of major rivers in Bihar, including the Ganga, Gandak, Son, Koshi, Mahananda and Bagmati, over 19 lakh people in 10 districts of the state have been affected by floods. Bhagalpur, Munger, Begusarai, Vaishali, Bhojpur, Khagaria and Patna districts among the worst affected districts due to flood. Meanwhile, the Indian Meteorological Department IMD has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Bihar, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh today. Domestic benchmark equity indices ended higher today. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 304 points to settle at 80,540, while the NSE Nifty ended the day at 24,619, up 132 points. In sports, India's Gulveer Singh battered his own national record in non-Olympic event of the men's 3,000 metres race, finishing fifth at the Gyulai Istvan Memorial Hungarian Athletics Grand Prix in Budapest. And that is the end of this news bulletin.